frog incarnation. Different millenniums known as the Brahma, Padma and Varaha Kalpas appear a little puzzling for the layman. And I'm a layman. There are some scholars who think these Kalpas to be one and the same. According to Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti, the Brahma Kalpa in the beginning of the first half appears to be the Padma Kalpa. We can, however, simply abide by the text and understand that the present millennium is in the second half of the duration of the life of Brahma. Text number 38. Kalo yam dviparathakyo nimesha upacharyate avyakritasya nantasya yanadir jagadatmana kaloyam viparathakyo nimesha upacharyate avyakritasya anantasya yanadir jagadatmana kaloyam viparathakyo nimesha upacharyate avyakritasya anantasya yanadir jagadatmana kaloyam viparathakyo avyakritasya anantasya yanadir jagadatmana kaloyam viparathakyo nimesha upacharyate avyakritasya anantasya yanadir jagadatmana. Translation. Kaloyam viparathakyo nimesha upacharyate avyakritasya anantasya yanadir jagadatmana. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The duration of the two pararthas of Brahma's life, as above mentioned, is calculated to be equal to one nimesha, less than a second, for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is unchanging and unlimited and is the cause of all causes of the universe. Purport. The great sage Maitreya has given a considerable description of the time of different dimensions, beginning from the atom up to the duration of life of Brahma. Now he attempts to give some idea of time of the unlimited Supreme Personality of Godhead. He just gives a hint of his unlimited time by the standard of the life of Brahma. The entire duration of the life of Brahma is calculated to be less than a second of Lord's time, and it is explained in the Brahma Samhita as follows. Jivantiloma viraja jagadandanatha vishnor mahansayasya kala visesho govindamadibhurum tamam bhajanam. I worship Govinda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes, whose plenary portion is Mahavishnu. All the heads of the innumerable universes, the Brahmas, live only by taking shelter of the time occupied by one of his breaths. The impersonalists do not believe in the form of the Lord, and thus they would hardly believe in the Lord sleeping. Their idea is obtained by a poor fund of knowledge. They calculate everything in terms of the man's capacity. They think that the existence of the Supreme is just the opposite of active human existence. Because the human being has senses, the Supreme must be without sense perception. Because the human being has form, the Supreme must be formless. And because the human being sleeps, the Supreme must not sleep. Srimad Bhagavatam, however, does not agree with such impersonalists. It is clearly stated herein that the Supreme Personality of Godhead rests in Yoga Nidra, as previously discussed. And because he sleeps naturally, he must breathe. And the Brahma Samhita confirms that within his breathing period, innumerable Brahmas take birth and die. There is complete agreement between Srimad Bhagavatam and the Brahma Samhita. Eternal time is never lost along with the life of Brahma. It continues, but it has no ability to control the Supreme Personality of Godhead because the Lord is the controller of time. In the spiritual world, there is undoubtedly time, but it has no control over activities. Time is unlimited, and the spiritual world is also unlimited, since everything there exists on the absolute plane. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo Rama Ramo Hare Hare
Similarly, the universe cannot function unless the Supreme Lord enters into the universe.
right? We see in the description of the second canto, fifth chapter, then third canto, sixth or seventh chapter, sixth chapter, where the universal form is described, where the whole process of Karana Srishti and Karya Srishti are described. So Garbhodaya Sai Vishnu has to enter, otherwise the universe was lying there lifeless for 1,000 years. Like that. That's why he is called Jagadatmanaha. Then second, from the last, is Anade. So Anade is means he is beginningless. Right? He is not bound by time. So some object or some person may have a beginning and they may have an end. But Supreme Lord is beginningless. He is Anade. So the Lord is called Anadi or having no creator or Adi. He is the origin of all. Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Anantarupam. So Anadi Ananta, these two verses, these two words, descriptions of the Supreme Lord are mentioned by Brahma Samhita verse and this verse also. Is Anadi and Ananta. Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Anantarupam. Adyam Purana Purusham Navayavvanam Cha. Even Kunti Maharani also says, Manyatvam Kalam Ishanam Anadi Nidham Vibhum. Anadi Nidhanam Vibhum. Anadi, he has no beginning. Nidhanam, he has no end. Vibhum, he is the controller, supreme controller. So what? How can anyone speak about his beginning or end? So that is the Supreme Lord. Bhutva bhutva praliyate. This universe is also is having a beginning and having an end. In one sense that it is created and annihilated. But this process of creation and annihilation is anadi. It has no beginning. It has no end. So nobody can say, Prabhupada says that nobody can give a reference to date regarding the time and the month or whatever, the muhurta in which the beginning, the creation of material world began. So the process of creation is also anadi. Just like Supreme Lord is beginningless and endless, similarly his pastimes or even his creation pastime is also beginningless, like that. So anadi nidhano kalo, and even time is also described to be having no beginning and no end. Anadi. So just like energetic has no beginning and end, his energies also, they don't have any beginning or end. However, the energies manifest and work according to the orders received from the energetic. Right? The person may be existing for a long time, but his energies will come into action depending on the need, like that. Similarly, the material creation is created and annihilated at periodic times, right? But the person who is doing the creation is anadi. And the energy with which he is doing the creation is also anadi, right? But the effect of that energy manifests for a certain amount of time, like that. Then, another third word, anantasya. The Lord is unlimited, right? Varam. Vrinimahethapi nathatvat paratah parat nahyantastat vibhutinam so ananta itigiyase. This is a prayer by Prachetas. They say, Varam Vrinimahethapi, O Supreme Lord, we are praying for a benediction from you. What is it? Nathatvat paratah parat. Nathatvat paratah parat. You are beyond para also. Paratah parat means beyond transcendence. Right? Supreme Lord is beyond, is transcendental, and he is beyond transcendence also. Paratah Parat. So here the Parat is referring to the Brahman, impersonal Brahman. So the Bhagavan realization is superior to Brahman realization and Supersoul realization also. Supersoul is transcendental. Then this Lord's effulgence, that is also transcendental. But Bhagavan, Supreme Personality of Godhead, is beyond these two transcendences also. That's why it's called Paratah Parat. So Nathatvat Paratah Parat. And the next line they describe that Nahyantastvat Vibhutiyam Sonanta Itigiyase. You are called Ananta because Nahyantastvat Vibhutiyam, your vibhutis, your opulences have no end. You have unlimited opulences. That's why you are called Ananta. So that is another word, the meaning of this word, Ananta. So he is Paratah Parat. He is beyond this material world. Para means beyond this material world. Beyond this material world is the Supersoul, is the Brahman, impersonal Brahman. But personality of Godhead is beyond them also. He is Paratah Parat. So Jiva Goswami says, Paratah Parat means better than the best. Like that. So when the Supreme Lord is Ananta, better than the best, Paratah Parat, or he has unlimited opulences, when Supreme Lord is like that, when a devotee asks a benediction from the Supreme Lord, what should he ask? For example, there is a big multimillionaire who can just, if a sadhu goes to him, he can just throw, say $1,000, right? But if someone just goes for a help and then seeks just a glass of water from him, or of course sadhus have to be simple and then they should not ask more than what they require. But the comparison is that if someone is in problem, material problem, in need of some financial assistance, if he goes and asks for 10 rupees from a multimillionaire who is willing to give, so he is not very intelligent. He can ask as much as he needs for his sustenance. Right? So, here the Supreme Lord is Ananta. He is unlimited. So when a devotee goes to the Supreme Lord and asks for a benediction, the benediction also should match his level. The benediction also should be Ananta. Right? He can't ask for something very meager. I want a car, I want a bungalow, I want a good wife. So this kind of silly, petty benedictions a devotee will never aspire for. He will ask for an unlimited benediction because he knows this Lord is unlimited. Right? So Prabhupada says, or the Prachetas, what they ask for, they are asking the Supreme Lord to give an unlimited benediction because you are having unlimited vibhutis, nahyanta sad vibhutinam sonanta itigiyase. You are Ananta because you have unlimited opulences. So we will ask a benediction which is Ananta, unlimited. What is that? The unlimited Supreme Lord has unlimited pastimes, unlimited names, unlimited qualities, good qualities. So a discussion of all these pastimes, Nama, Rupa, Guna, Leela, is unlimited. Because Supreme Lord is unlimited, his Nama, Rupa, Guna, Leela are unlimited, and the descriptions of all of them is unlimited. And when a devotee has an opportunity to discuss all those unlimited pastimes, unlimited qualities, unlimited forms of Supreme Lord, he is having an unlimited benediction. So devotee is always eager to ask such an unlimited benediction from the unlimited Lord, Ananta. That's why we see the constant theme in Bhagavatam, whichever devotee is offering prayers. So most of the prayers have a desire to get an opportunity to hear from the Supreme Lord. Dhruva Maharaj says, Bhakti Moha Paravahadam Tvayame Prasango Bhuyad Ananta Mahadam Amalashayanam Yenanja Sorbana Muruvyasanam Bhavabdim Neshye Bhavat Guna Katham Mrita Panamatta. I am already intoxicated by the nectarian pastimes of yourself. If I get the association of devotees, right, and if I can engage in discussion of your pastimes in the association of devotees, that is sufficient for me. I don't want any other benediction. Paran vibhota dvaradeshwarasvata katham vrinite gana vikriyatmana yenarakana apisanti dehyam tanisha kaivalya pate vrinenacha. Prithu Maharaj is saying, oh Lord, you are varadeshwarat, you are the best of all awarders of benediction, right? And you are kaivalyapati, you can award liberation also, but I don't want liberation from you. I don't want to get heavenly planets from you. I don't want any other petty benedictions which are available for any human being. Right? What I want? What is the next verse? Nakamayet natha tadapyaham kvachin nayatra yushmat charanambu jasava mahattamantar hridayan mukhachito vidhatsva karnayatam ishamivara. So, mahattamantar hridayan mukhachito vidhatsva karnayatam ishamivara. When a pure devotee speaks about Krishna, right? To hear those descriptions of Krishna, I want millions of years. This is the benediction I want. Because in other benedictions, there is no rasa. So there is no opportunity to have service for you. There is no opportunity there. Right? Kaivalyam narakayate. Even Prabodhananda Saraswati says. Okay, anyways, back to the theme of Ananta. Lord is unlimited. A devotee asks an unlimited benediction from the Lord. That is hearing Krishna Katha. Simple. Hearing about the Nama, Rupa, Guna, Leela of Krishna. Right? Lord is also described as Ananta Virya or Ananta Shakti. He is omnipotent. He He is unlimitedly powerful. He is Anantavirya Sarvagna. Because he is Anantavirya, he is Sarvagna also. Everything is known to him. Right? So when a demon comes and attacks the cowherd boys, Krishna exactly knows how to attack this demon. Right? He is Anantavirya. Right? Because he knows everything perfectly well, it was not difficult for him to find a means by which to protect his devotees. Ehkaranarnavajale bhajatisma yoga nitram ananta jagadanda saromukupa. Supreme Lord is unlimited. His expansions are unlimited. And one of his expansions is Mahavishnu. So he may have unlimited sweat pores. And unlimited universes are coming from his sweat pores. Ananta jagadanda koti. So just like Supreme Lord is unlimited, his vibhutis, his energies, his creations, his leelas, everything is unlimited. He is called Anantalinga also. Anantalinga means he has unlimited forms. And each of the unlimited forms have unlimited potency. So there is no limit to these descriptions of unlimited. Everything that is connected to the Supreme Lord is unlimited. Right? So the discussion can go on for unlimited amount of time. Like that. So the next quality. Avyakritasya. Avyakritasya. This is very important. This is connected to the time factor. Avyakritasya means unchanged. There is no vikar. There is no change or transformation that is happening. Right? In Gajendra's prayers, he beautifully describes that Namo Namaste Khilakaranaya Nishkaranaya Adbhutakaranaya Sarvagamamnaya Maharnavaya Namo Pavargaya Parayanaya. Namo Namaste Akhilakaranaya. They are offering, Gajendra is offering obeisances to that Supreme Lord who is Akhilakaranaya. Means he is the cause of all causes. Akhila means everything. And Akhila Karanaya means the cause of everything is Krishna only. The cause of all causes is Krishna only. Then Nishkaranaya. He himself has no cause. He is the cause of all causes, but he is without a cause. Nishkaranaya Adbhuta Karanaya. That is why he is called wonderful cause. Nishkaranaya Adbhuta Karanaya. Right? He is the wonderful cause. Then here, Chakravarti gives a comment that although there may be unlimited emanations from Krishna, janmadyase yataha, unlimited emanations are coming out from Krishna, or innumerable personalities of Godhead are coming from Krishna. What is that? Ete jamsa kalapumsa krishnastu bhagavan swayam. Right? Unlimited incarnations are also coming from Krishna, but he always remains the complete supreme personality of Godhead. Right? Purnasya Purnamadaya. He remains complete. Although he is just emanating so many complete units, he remains the complete. Although, just one example, although this material universe is the material cause of this universe is Krishna. He is the cause. But he is astonishing because he is not transforming just by being the cause of something. Right? He remains aloof. Although he is the material cause. For example, when we do, one small example, one may do some time scale modification of a speech sample. For example, I'll record his voice and then play it at a speed of 2x or 3x or just elongate the time. Okay, he speaks for 1 minute and I'll hear it for 2 minutes by elongating the time. That is a time scale modification. Right? So, his energy is getting transformed. Right? His speech is his energy and that energy is undergoing certain transformations. But the person who spoke that is the same. He is remaining the same. So similarly, the Supreme Lord, although he is emanating so many things, Aham Sarvasya Prabho Matta Sarvam Pravartate, although he is the cause of so many causes, he is without any change. That's why he is described as Avyakritasya. Right? So Vyasdev explains in Vedanta Sutra that everything in the cosmic manifestation is a transformation of Lord's energies. Right? This is called Parinamavada, the theory of transformation. Right? Everything we see is a transformation of Lord's energy. But Shankaracharya gave a Mayavadic interpretation to this. He said that Vyasadeva is mistaken. Right? If we say, he took that the transformation is he applied the theory of transformation on the Supreme Lord only, not on his energies. So Lord is getting transformed. The Supreme is getting transformed. Right? The absolute truth is getting transformed. If the absolute truth is getting transformed, his oneness will be disturbed. Right? So Vyasadeva must be mistaken. So what he said is not correct. So his Parinamavada is not correct. So I will propose one more theory, which is called Vivartavada. So Vivartavada is theory of illusion. So whatever variegatedness, whatever transformation that you are seeing in the entire material creation is illusion. So because absolute truth, the supreme will never change only. Right? So whatever change we are seeing is an illusion. So that's how he gave a misinterpretation. Right? Parinamavada Ishvara Yena Vikari Ekaka Itaka Hi Vivartavada Sthapanayakari. Or Kaviraj Goswami says, Parinamavada Ishvara Hayana Vikari. If we accept the Parinamavada of Vyasadeva, then Haya Ishvara Hayana Vikari, then we have to accept that the Ishvara has transformed. But Etaka Hi Vivartavada Sthapanayakari. So by saying this, he established the Vivartavada, theory of illusion. So Prabhupada says, the theory of illusion says that it imagines that the material world, living entities, everything is false and nobody has any individuality. So by such word jugglery, he tried to prove that individual living entities and the material world, they are all illusory. Right? He quotes, he gave examples like mistaking a snake to be a rope, or rope to be a snake, or something like that. So, to explain this, Kaviraj Goswami himself gives another example. Avichintya Shakti Yukta Shri Bhagavan Ichchaya Jagada Rupe Paya Parinam. So Supreme Personality of Godhead has Avichintya Shakti. He has inconceivable potencies. Right? Ichchaya Jagada Rupe Paya Parinam. So by his desire, he can transform the material manifestation. He himself need not get transformed. So he is changeless. That is the theme we are discussing. So he gives a nice example. Nana ratna rashi haya chintamani haite tathapi ha mani rahe swarupa vikrute. Nana ratna rashi haya chintamani haite. Chintamani, the touchstone, can transform iron into gold also. It can be the cause of so many jewels also. Right? But the touchstone itself is not getting transformed. One more example that Prabhupada gives. His sun is there. It is emanating heat and light for millions of years since its creation. Yet, the sun and its power are not changing. Right? If a material object can have this potency, this avichinti shakti, inconceivable potency, of being the cause of so many transformations, and the object itself is not getting transformed. If a normal material object can have this potency, what to speak of the Supreme Lord? He is avikritasya. He is without a change. He is changeless. Right? Prakrita vastute yadi achintya shakti hai, Ishwarera achintya shakti ithe kevismai. Prakrita vastute yadi achintya shakti hai, ithe prakrita vastu, a material object can have this kind of achintya shakti, inconceivable potency. Ishwara achintya shakti ite ke vismai. What a big wonder if the Supreme Lord has this. So, Parinamvad is correct. And Vivartavad is bogus. So, Kaviraj Goswami establishes that. So, coming back to that verse. Namo namaste akhila karanaya nishkaranaya adbhuta karanaya. We discussed till adbhuta karana. He is the wonderful cause of everything. Because he is being the cause of all causes and he is not getting transformed. Right? Then the next line is Sarvagamamnaya Maharanavaya Namo Apavargaya Parayanaya. Important. So Apavargaya Parayanaya. Apavargaya Parayanaya means he is the shelter of all transcendentalists, those who are aspiring for liberation. So the Supreme Lord gives shelter. So everything emanates from Krishna eternally. Aham Sarvasya Prabhu. Yet, he is the same Krishna and does not change. That's what we discussed. Therefore, he is the shelter of all transcendentalists. if a person has to be the shelter of everyone, he is supposed to remain in that position for a long time, right? Or changelessly, he should remain. Then only he can act as shelter for everyone at all times. So he is, that is the only Supreme Lord who can remain as a shelter. So some demigod is there. He is there, he comes into existence in some creation, right? He is there for some time, and then once the universe winds up, the demigod himself is also wound up. His position may be lost, right? How can he be the shelter of all transcendentalists? He himself is not transcendental. So the Supreme Lord is the apavargaya parayanaya. He is the shelter of all transcendentalists. So everyone has to take shelter of Supreme Lord only, whatever may be his desire. Akama sarva kama va moksha kama udharati. Even Narada Muni tells Dhruva Maharaj, Tarunam ramaniyangam arunoshtekshanadharam pranata ashrayanam drumnam sharanyam karunaranam. Pranata ashrayanam. Supreme Lord is the shelter of the surrendered soul. Right? This is an eternal fact. This will not change. So the fact that Supreme Lord gives shelter to his surrendered souls will never change. It will not change in any yoga. It will not change in any creation. It will not change for the rest of eternity. It has never changed since time immemorial. So he is pranatashrayanam, nirmanam, sharanyam. So he is sharanyam. The only person worthy of giving shelter is Krishna only. So there is no one who is worthy of giving shelter to anyone. Prabhupada says, in the material world, no one is worthy to accept anyone's surrender. Nor does anyone fully surrender to anyone else unless obliged to do so. Right? The surrender that we see in the material world, the submissiveness, is an obligation. Unless one is obliged, he doesn't surrender. So we are a bunch of people who are trying to come out of that obligatory surrender and then transforming our tendency to surrender obligatorily into a voluntary surrender. Right? That is a sadhaka. Right? But in general, by default, conditioned souls surrender to someone only if there is an obligation. There is no voluntary this thing. Right? The Prabhupada says, but here the surrendering process is voluntary and the Lord is worthy to accept that surrender. Like that. So, everyone must take shelter of Krishna. Then another line. Sarvagama amnaya maharanavaya. Sarva agama amnaya. He is the shelter of all Vedic literatures also. Maharanavaya. Just like Maharanava means a great ocean. Right? All the rivers are coming into the ocean. So similarly, all the Vedic scriptures are describing about one point. That is the supremacy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. His qualities. His attributes. Right? Veda ischa sarvair ahameva vedyo. Vedanta krit veda videva chaham. By reading all Vedas, I am to be known. I am the compiler of Vedanta. I am the knower of Vedanta. So, all Vedas have one single purpose of explaining about Krishna. Simple. Sarva agama amnaya maharanavaya. He is like a great ocean, which is the culmination of all river-like scriptures. Like that. He is the ultimate goal of all scriptures. Right? So, the knowledge of scriptures is conclusive. What the scripture establishes is the supremacy of Krishna. And that supremacy of Krishna is an eternal fact. Avyakritasya. It is changeless fact. So just like Krishna is eternal, Krishna has no change, the word of scripture has no change. If the scripture says something, it is eternal fact. It's not that this scriptural word statement is valid only in Kali Yuga or only in Satyuga or only in this creation or in the next creation it will change. Or to boil it down, this year, this day, this phase of time. So it's not like that. It is valid eternally because it is word of God. Like that. So it is without a change. Right? But the explanation of the scripture could be presented according to the level of audience. That's a different thing. But the original essence of the scripture do not change. Just like this, the first prayer of Prajetas. Prajetas, Namo Namah Klesha Vinashanaya Nirupito Dara Guna Havayaya Mano Vacho Vega Purojavaya Sarvakshamargai Ragata Dhane Namaha. They say, Namo Namah Klesha Vinashanaya. They describe four qualities. He is Klesha Vinashanaya, means he is the vanquisher of the distress of his devotees. So no Klesha for his devotees. So Klesha Agni, the first quality of pure devotional service is Klesha Agni. Namo Namah Klesha Vinashanaya. Nirupita Udara Gunahvayaya. Nirupita Udara Gunahvayaya. Lord has magnanimous qualities. Magnanimous. He is very kind towards everyone. Right? Second quality. First, he removes all distress of people. Second, he has magnanimous qualities. Right? Then, Mano Vacho Vega Purojavaya. He is beyond the reach of Mano Vacho. He is beyond the reach of mind and words. Right? And Sarvaksha Margai Agata Dhvane Namaha. He is not perceived by any material senses. So four qualities are described from the scriptures. So Namo Nama Klesha Vinashanaya Nirupita Udara Gunahvaya. Nirupita. So Prabhupada says, the whole purport is about this word Nirupita. So this is proved. Whatever four qualities they are mentioning here are proved, are settled. The conclusions are already settled on the authority of scriptures. So the scriptural word, which is a description of all the qualities of the Supreme Lord, are not subjected to change. So time cannot have any influence on those words. Right? So, he is changeless. Avyakritasya. So that is what we are discussing so far. So the conclusive truths of scriptures like Sambandha, Videya, Prabho, Prayojan, or Antaranga Shakti, Bahiranga Shakti, Tarastha Shakti, the qualities of the Lord, Bhakti Yoga is the best of all paths, the qualities of soul. So these are all eternal facts. They don't change annually or monthly or bimonthly or whatever, one lifetime or another lifetime or one creation or another creation, one yuga or another yuga. All these eternal facts will not change because they are the word of God. Like that. So the Supreme Lord is unchangeable. Avyakritasya. So time has no influence on him. So time has no ability to control the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the nature of time is to change. Right? So time means it causes some change. But the time has no influence of the Supreme Lord because he is changeless. Right? Here Prabhupada writes in this purport that Lord is simply lying down in Yoga Nidra and he is breathing. Right? But within his one breath, living entities are undergoing innumerable changes. Thousands of lifetimes are happening, transmigrating from one body to another body. And within each body, there are six transformations. Birth, growth, settling, then procreation, etc. And then within each of this phase, there are so many other changes. Mentally, physically, emotionally. So many changes. So time is causing change in everybody's life. Now, in the Uddhava Gita, Krishna tells Uddhava a verse that Karmanyo Gunavan Kalo Dravyata Svata Evava Yato Nivartate Karma Sadosho Karmaka Smrita. Means Karmanyo Gunavan Kalo. Kalo, Kalo means time. So time is considered pure or auspicious if it is Karmanyo. It is suitable for the execution of one's prescribed activities. Right? If I do some activity at this time, I will attain success. So that is called auspicious time. If I do activity at this time, this muhurta, then I will end up in inauspiciousness. For example, Brahma muhurta is considered very good for chanting or other spiritual activities. So there is a time. So there is a conception of auspicious time or inauspicious time, or pure time or impure time, that is applied for living entities. But the Supreme Lord is not bound by this auspiciousness, auspicious or inauspicious natures of time, pure or impure time. He has no conception. Whatever he does is pure. Whenever he does is pure time. Like that. Radha Ram appeared on Navami day, and Krishna appeared on Ashtami day, and Mahaprabhu appeared on an eclipse day. So these are not considered very auspicious compared to Dasami, Ekadasi or other things. If someone has to do an auspicious activity, he may choose Ekadasi. But he may not choose Navami or Ashtami. Right? At least in Andhra we do like that. But Ram appeared on Navami day. Then Krishna appeared on Ashtami. And Grahana, our Mahaprabhu appeared on Grahan day. But if Mahaprabhu or Supreme Lord, his incarnation is appearing, the time is already auspicious. Right? All the planets will adjust themselves in the proper orbits to create an auspicious arrangement, auspicious time. Like that. So, irrespective of Muhurtas or the time of Krishna's appearance and activities, all his activities are auspicious. All his appearances are auspicious. And by dint of his power, whatever his devotee does is also auspicious. Om apavitra pavitrova sarvavasthangatopiva yasmaret pundarikaksham sabahyabhyantara suchi. Right? So, there is auspiciousness, inauspiciousness in time. But that will not affect someone who has taken shelter of Krishna, actually, right? So time doesn't affect even Krishna's devotees. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that the most auspicious of all times is the moment one achieves the mercy of Supreme Lord or the association of pure devotees. That is the auspicious time. If one neglects the service of the Supreme Lord and if one loses the association of devotees, that is considered his inauspicious time. The auspiciousness or inauspiciousness of time in the case of a devotee are calculated in terms of his association with devotees and connection to service to Krishna. So like that. So that is the auspiciousness and the purity or impurity of time doesn't affect Krishna and his devotees. Second, time cannot cause fear in Krishna. So now I will summarize. It's almost time. So time cannot cause fear in Krishna. Yad vibheti svayam bhayam veerapi yad vibheti. So these are the descriptions given. Even the fear personified is fearful of Krishna. Right? So everything is under the control of time. So the entire cosmic manifestation is under the control of time. And the controller of time is Krishna. So how can the time factor causes fear in so many people, but Krishna causes fear in death also, which is a very major effect of time. Right? So he is the controller of time. So time cannot cause any fear in Krishna. Right? Time is calculated, estimated according to the movements of sun. But sun is not independent, for it is under time's control. Esyagnaya bhramati sambhrata kala chakro. Kala chakro. Sun moves within the kala chakra, or the orbit of time. And that sun is also under the control of Krishna. Sun is under the control of time, and time is under control of Krishna. So there is no fear that is caused in Krishna because of time. So, time cannot cause any fear in Krishna. I mean, Arjuna said, who are you? In the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna said, Kalosmi loka kshayatkrit pravruddho. I am Kala, I am time. Right? Which can come as death to kill everyone. Right? So, now, time has no effect on Krishna's body. Just like this verse is there. Kaumaram panchamadhantam paugandam dashamavadhi kaishoram a panchadashat yavanam tu tatahparam. So kaumaram panchamadhantam. So there is kaumara age till 5 years. First 5 years is called kaumara age. Then till 10 years it is called pauganda age. So from 10 to 15 it is called kaishora age. Beyond 15 is yavanam. So these are the time, proper times that will affect a normal human being. But Krishna, he completes his Kaumara age in 3 years, 4 months only. So he will not complete Kaumara age for 5 years. He doesn't need 5 years to complete his Kaumara age or pastimes of Kaumara. 3 years, 4 months, his Kaumara age is finished. Then 6 years, 8 months. By 6 years, 8 months, he will complete his Pauganda age. All the Pauganda pastimes are completed in 3 years, 4 months only. Then, by 10 years, he completes his Kaishora age. So, when he is 10 years, 7 months, when he came to Mathura, he is in Yavan. 10 years, 7 months, Yavan. So, for a normal human being to come to Yavan age, he takes 15 years. But Krishna does all pastimes. He enjoys to the fullest possible extent all these ages, Kaumara, Pauganda, Kaishora, all these ages by 10 years only. And he is ready for Yavan pastimes. Right? So time has no effect on Krishna's body. Then, time doesn't affect Krishna's pastimes also. It's like, time that is the king or hero in the lives of many millions of materialistic people will become subservient when it comes to the pastimes of Krishna. Time facilitates the pastimes of Krishna. Time cannot influence the pastimes of Krishna. Time cannot affect. It's not that Krishna's pastimes are under the control of time. So time facilitates for the pastimes of Krishna. So time creates auspicious seasons in Vrindavan, or monsoon, for the pastimes of Krishna. Like that. So karmanyani hasa bhavo bhavasyati durgashrayothari bhayat palayanam kalatmanoyat pramadayus ashramah. Kala atmanoyat. He is the controller of time, but he does so many other pastimes, like out of fear he just runs away from Mathura, right, when Kalevan was chasing him. He does all these pastimes, not because of coming under the control of time. When Uddhava or any other personality in Bhagavatam is describing the pastimes of Krishna, where Krishna is exhibiting certain emotions which belong to the category of 18 defects of a human being, there is an explanation given that Krishna is controller of time. Or Krishna's one of the opulences is reminded. I don't think he may be exhibiting this defect of being fearful of an enemy or just running away from enemy. But he remains as a controller of time. So that clarification is also given many times. Sometimes a person may forget. So time for Krishna's disappearance may have come in this planet, but time for appearance must have been coming for Krishna in some other universe. Right? So time has no influence. His pastimes are going on eternally. Right? Irrespective of the changes of phases of time in different universes. And time is infinite for Krishna also. So we could end here. Just like this one past time. The first two lines. Kaloyam dviparartha kyo nimesha upacharyate. So dviparartha time. The Brahmaji's lifetime dviparartha. It is less than 1 second of Supreme Lord. Understand how much unlimited time he may be having. Just like yesterday I was asking one of our doctors, Yogesh Prabhu, how many times a human being breathes? He said 15 to 20 times. Right? In a minute. Important detail which I forgot. So in a minute, he breathes around 20 times. So for example, just we should not apply the same calculation on Mahavishnu. Just for argument's sake, if Mahavishnu is also breathing 20 times in a minute, in this his 1 minute, 20 times the entire creation, right, is happening. Each creation is like one full duration of Brahmaji's life, 311 trillion years into 20. It's just 1 minute of Krishna. Or just one simple calculation you can take from here. That entire Brahmaji's lifetime is less than a second. Means he must be breathing more than 20 times in a minute. So that is, Krishna has unlimited time. Right? So we can end here actually. We discussed on how Supreme Lord is Jagadatmanaha, soul of entire universe. Then, what is it? Anajar, he is beginningless. Anantasya, he is unlimited. And Avyakritasya, he is changeless. Time cannot influence him. And how time cannot cause any fear in Krishna. Time does not affect Krishna's pastimes. Time does not affect Krishna's body. Time is infinite for Krishna. And the purity or impurity of time cannot affect Krishna or his activities. Thank you all very much. ग्रंथराष्ट्रीमद्भागवतम की श्रील प्रभुपाद की।